Chris thought, the problem is what? What's the problem? When you get disease, what's the cause of the disease? Bacteria, virus. So they try to, because infectious disease like typhoid, cholera, smallpox, plague, this was the infectious disease. So they learned this microorganism creates the problem. So the present medical science developed from that. They must find a germ or a virus, and then all the problems are created because of germs and viruses. This is the way the theory. Before that Jesus' time, they thought what? The diseases are caused by not germs. They never knew Jesus' time germs and bacteria. What they thought? Satan. Satan is the cause of the problem. And so medicine start developing from that kind of Satan, etc. Eventually it came, we found germs and bacteria. We looked the microscope, we found out, oh yeah, there's something is wrong, and that creates. Okay, so we found antibiotics to counteract bacteria and vaccine for virus. So we create, to remove the infectious disease. Then comes a new type of disease called degenerative disease. It's not infectious, degenerative disease. What are degeneration? What degeneration? Arthritis is caused by any germs or worms or virus. Heart problem is caused by germs, cancer. It's not stress. That's called degeneration due to the poison in pollution in our food, pollution in the environment, pollution in the air and the cigarettes, etc. So many things is there to create the degeneration. So that uric acid cholesterol, which I mentioned, is going and just dumping in the system because eating only lots and lots of meat like the 2000 years ago. And so doctors do not have an idea. Their theory is they must find a germ to find a cure. That's why that the medical science has been developed. Now suddenly they came in the 20th century. They could easily do that. If they could find a germ or a virus for the arthritis or heart problem or the cancer, they'll find an antibiotic and they can kill it. Very easy. Their project is always going in this section. They do not know anything beyond. So they can't find a cause for the arthritis. So what they do? Give pills to suppress the pain or cut it out. Even though now they've got arthritic, even certain arthritis they perform on the joint and put the plastic joints there. They're good on that. But that is not the, they are not trying to remove the cause. Now they want to know the cause of the problem. And because if you find the, if they know the cause, at least some doctors know. The meat is the cause of all those degenerative diseases. Cholesterol, which I showed yesterday, that clogging of the arteries, is not done by any germs and virus. It is because of the sediment. But now they got a new theory. What is that? Sodium. Sodium is the cause of all the problems. Salt. Don't take salt, Surgeon General said. What stupid ideas these doctors are telling? Salt is not the thing which is the cause of the clogging of the arteries. They know it. But they don't want to say the meat because they themselves eat meat. So they won't want to tell that. And so blame something which is very easy to stop. Sodium. Forget sodium. Don't take salt, everything is going to be all right. When I look at this, our modern scientists, they are really taking the humanity in the wrong direction. They do not want to go. The problem is, they are not getting the right diet, or they are clogging the arteries too much, and some of the things your liver cannot break down and going. None of this they want. If the moment you talk like this, then they cannot perform their operations and duty. That is nothing they've been taught in the school. So once they know that, they know really what the cause of all these things, even if they know, if they try to tell the truth, which is not taught in their medical, they'll say it's unorthodox. So the Christian Bernard, the great surgeon, has got arthritis. I can guarantee within 40 days, 30 days sufficient. I can remove the pain without a pill. If I didn't do, I can give him $10,000 just as a challenge. But even if I do that, will he take, he said, if he's not cured in 30 days, the pain is gone, I can give $10,000 for him just to challenge him. Will you come and take the challenge? Because he's a doctor. And there is orthodox way, there is nothing my treatment can fit into their theory. And so it is unorthodox. Though how scientific it is, if it is not taught in their curriculum, they cannot, it become unorthodox and malpractice. It is a situation we are came to. So if you give your life to doctors, this time they are the worst portion of the scientists. They do not know where they are going. They are still working through a microscope to find a germ or a virus for a cancer. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are spent in cancer research. What are they doing? Just looking for a germ. And they can't find it. Arthritis, heart trouble, blood pressure. So the modern, this is called degenerative diseases. Like allergy. What is it called allergy? Because they don't know what's the cause of it. Even if they know, they won't want to say. So they must suppress the allergy. So clog the, blood vessels are clogged, so they must find something to dilate the blood vessels. That's all the drugs. When hypertension, what they do? Because the arteries are, the pressure increases in the artery wall, so they just use some drugs to dilate the arteries. But that is only going to further increase, and then one day it's going to burst open. So these are the things that the modern medicine is going in the wrong direction. Surgery, unnecessary surgery being performed. 80% surgery is unnecessary, and the, because of the money is involved. So I got so much evidence written by medical doctors about the problems, hospitals, the mistakes the doctors make, because they are human beings. You think when a doctor has got a degree, you think he knows everything. He's, doctor, touch your heart, open your eyes. And he looked like this, oh my God, he saw me, everything, what's wrong with me? What is this? He is only the eyeball. Oh yes, he tapped your heart. Great. He put stethoscope, lap, tap, tap. Oh yes, he's examining. And he put the, those days that mostly you had to do in this unscientific way, by tapping the heart and opening the eyes and open your tongue. And the standard practice they had to do. What disease you have it, they've been taught, open your mouth. And then put the stethoscope and the tap. And this is a standard practice they had to do it. This is not what it is. It has no meaning at all, but they do this. If you don't do, the patients will think what? The doctor is not doing things properly. So, but now we got more sophisticated instruments. The same thing. You take blood pressure, X-ray. Doesn't matter what it is. A series of things you have to take. Example, recently I saw a documentary by CBS. This documentary is about, they want to see what happens to a patient who comes to the terminal ward. The patient was going to die and they arrive there. Just to die, they come to the hospital. So what are they going to do? So an ambulance is coming with a terminally incurable patient. And came, and the camera starts taking everything what happened since then the person died. Went on, and the patient was brought and wheeled, and the doctor examined and sent to the X-rays and to sputums and test of this and test of that and a series of conveyor belt treatments. And as it went on, they asked the question, how long this patient is going to live? Maybe 48 hours. Then why this X-ray? Why all these type of things? First of all, if you don't do these things, they call it that we are not given enough attention treatment. So they would sue me for the malpractice. Secondly, he actually admitted, who is going to pay for all these machines? Who is going to pay for all the X-ray machines and kidney machines and all those sophisticated machines? Who is to pay? Patients has to pay. So the patient is going to live or die. We just pass them so we can make some money out of it. As they were talking that, there was another camera was taking picture in another room. Of course, it contains computer system. And what's that? As the patient goes automatically, when computer room comes, X-ray, $100. This, $50, and it's all automatically, and it goes into the computer. You can see the patient's name and address and the disease, and he's going, and these are the treatment they're given. By that time, within 40 hours, he took, the patient died, and the camera shows the bill, $5,000 in 40 hours they made through that person. That is a fact. That's called modern American medicine, Western medicine. Because economy is depending upon these machines, and these machines operate, and then someone has used it, whether it's good or bad, they use on everybody so that you can boost the medical insurance and medical things. Everything is revolving in this. So you think you're getting health care. What they're getting health care is eat all the meat and hot dogs and smoke as much as you want, and then put a small label in the somewhere at the bottom of the cigarette packet, you know. Just say, Surgeon General has determined that cigarette smoking is dangerous to your health. Put a small, oh, that is a great job. Ooh, what a great job. This is the situation we are now. So if you have any problems, consult your own body. Just give the body a rest. Let the liver, spleen, kidneys. God has provided everything for your survival. Do you understand? If you really study the physiology, anatomy, you will be amazed what situation we are having, what we can survive. If you don't have that survival mechanism, how long, if you don't have the resistance and survival, our own resistance gone, how long you can survive? There are bacteria, we are surrounded by bacteria and germs and viruses. We don't have to get anything from anywhere. In everybody, there is tuberculosis, bacillus, and anything you want to know we have in our system. You ask modern scientists, they will tell. Why these things are not affecting now? Because you got a resistance, a defense mechanism, which can fight. So there's a balance going on. When the defense mechanism is gone, suddenly they take advantage. This is also the modern theory, environment. They don't anymore complain the germs and worms or bacteria are the cause. Whenever their environments are not proper, external conditions, what you call unhygienic conditions or this or that, then your defense mechanism is gone. So the theory of the germ mechanism is completely gone. Germs are everywhere, including your own, but every type of germs you can find it. But when the environments and pollutions are more, your system cannot cope up. So that is the new theory coming up. Just catching up this theory. It's a fact too. In conclusion, I just gave you a small, typical history of a person. Ordinary, average, civilized American. Okay. He gets up what time? 7 o'clock. And then what he does? Immediately, coffee, and the heart starts pumping. It is like a hitting a horse who is sleeping. He starts pumping for no cause, the caffeine. And then he smokes the cigarette. And the lungs is already have the mucus and emphysema already shown, air sacs are burned, he's filled with that. Now he drags his body to the bathroom. Somehow, he's a civilized man, he brushed his teeth and taken a shave and then washed his thing and came back to the breakfast table. What are they doing? What is he eating? Bacon, eggs, which are going to clog the arteries. Again, cigarette, with nicotine goes into the lungs and goes to the brain. Brain doesn't get any oxygen. And then you drink coffee, heart starts palpitating and running wild. And by the time you look at the watch, late for the work, he must catch. So he rushed he came to the garage and got into the car and started his automatic transmission, automatic. He just started and came out through the rush hour. Now he is rushing where? He doesn't rush anywhere. Rush hour, no one rushes anywhere. They sit there in the car. Have you seen rush hour? Anyone is rushing? I don't know why they call rush hour. No one goes anywhere. They just sit there and honking and hearing. And then the carbon monoxide is coming from the exhaust from the car, from the thousands of car from the front. Exhaust coming from the back. Exhaust coming from right and left. And now to add this, he's creating his own exhaust. He took the cigarette and the lick. He's puffing, he's getting everywhere pollution coming from red light and he smoked. And somehow he arrived at his office and he knew the boss is going to be very, because you see, 10 minutes straight. He came, boss, I caught in the traffic. Okay, with that, adrenaline is now flooding into his thing because afraid his job may be quit. You know, he came back to the office and saw suddenly the contract gone. God, this contract did not go. It must be gone and boss is going to get angry. Anyhow, you work normally. Then what? Again, you had a coffee, break 11 o'clock, and then maybe tension is so great, you swallowed a couple of tranquilizers and maybe a couple of aspirin pills, and then came back to the lunch, and what do you eat now? Yeah. Burgers and whatever it is. Okay, you filled up that, and then coffee, again, coffee break, and then with the cigarette, again, to rush hour, he's coming back. More cigarette, more carbon monoxide, more carbon dioxide. He came back home. Ah, at last. And day is over. Now he sat on a comfortable sofa and took his beer and cigarette. And one will expand the artery, another will contract the artery. Nicotine will contract and the alcohol will enter. He just, and suddenly opened the television. And suddenly the news cut. He saw the Beirut U.S. Embassy blown into pieces. And then he looked, oh, stock market. Oh, today stock market went down. The dollar just dipped down. My God, what happened to my value of my money? And then suddenly the problem in some other area. Oh, my son is in Vietnam. Oh, my, what happened to him? So with all the thing, then he finished his dinner. Again, ate all those wine and liquor and champagne, everything. And then went for a little party. And the party is, what that? Cha cha cha, baba, ramba ramba, again smoke and drink. And ate all the lunch and meats and all those, the fish, egg and what do you call, caviar? Caviar and all. He swallowed those things and drank more wine. And he thought he's having a good time now. And then he came semi-conscious, unconscious to your room. And now he's lying in a soft, nice, beautiful bed. Very soft bed, which is very costly, but it is very good for the back. He lie down with a tension in nerve and watch the late news of all the blowing up again. He went to the bed and the liver, spleen, kidneys were working whole day to digest and assimilate and eliminate those poisons which he has taken. And by that time, 6:30, alarm rings. He's again up, but his body is loaded with the poison. His heart doesn't want to move. His brain doesn't do anything. He is in a, what you call, hangover, headache with all the parties, etc. And he cannot do anything. He doesn't know where it is. But the alarm is, he must somehow get into the rush hour time. So he just takes the cigarette and then drink a black coffee. And the black coffee gave a jolt. Oh, hot. You stupid hot. What are you doing? Master, I am working. Only just now I said good night. I just did the good night. I had just finished my work. Because he ate a pound of steak, and that takes about 9 hours to digest. Liver, kidneys, heart were all functioning whole night when you were sleeping. I just finished that 1 pound of the steak. I just digested, and the liver said, good night, heart. Heart said, good night, liver. Kidney said, good night, liver, heart. And we are all, oh, thank you, we finished our job. By the time, master start beating with the cup of coffee and cigarette. Oh, my God, what did I do wrong, master? Don't worry, get up. I want to go to the restaurant now. So again, start. This is the average life of an American civilized human being. You understand? It's called civilization. You understand that? What is civilization? And now, after 360, how many days you work? 11 and a half months, 15 days holiday, is it not? Okay, now you want to forget all the rush hour, everything, and you just packed everything in your car, and got the children and the wife and family and packed lots and lots of beer and champagne and all the food stuff and going for a vacation and put, what do you call, the tennis rackets and golf rackets and $2,000 of fishing gear, everything loaded and going for a vacation. Now, you settle in a hotel. Now what you do, as soon as you go to the hotel, there is a bar there. The refrigerator filled with every type of liquor. Now you enter and he starts drinking more. Just on holiday, you must drink more. He's drinking on holiday. And you must smoke more. So he had all the time now. What else you are going to say? Drink more and smoke more. And they came to the restaurant, and they came to the swimming pool, or just to take a golf course. And your attention for them, or went to the fishing rod to and with them. That's all the exercise you get it. And with the, after a few hours of frustration, oh, one big one got off, but you got a teeny weeny about 4 cents. You spend about $500 to get a teeny weeny fish. Oh, now you did a very good vacation you had. And then evening again, dance and music and drunk, get drunk, and you are back to your office. Tired? Forget it. Not only tired, completely destroyed everything. Already you have understood. And now you start all over again. What are you doing? The same thing again. Year after year you do. And suddenly one fine morning, doctor, doctor, my heart is attacking. Is it so? The doctor put the stuff. Lub, dub, lub, 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 lub. Yes, I can hear the heart is attacking. I can see the heart is on the warpath. And doctor, yes, heart is on the warpath. Yes, 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 I can hear the lub, dub, lub, 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 lub. It's beating. It's really not working at all there. Is it so? Okay. I know what to do. What can I do, doctor? I got the sharpest knife in my lab. I'm going to bring it and cut that attacking heart and throw it out in the waste paper basket, and I give you a monkey heart. Thank you, doctor. You are great. So I got a monkey. Doctor, doctor, my liver is attacking me. Doctor took the blood and examined. Oh, my God. You got very little blood in your alcohol stream. And the liver has been destroyed by the alcohol. And oh, I know what to do. I'll give you a pig's liver for you. Thank you, doctor. You're great. It cost you $50,000. Doesn't matter. I got a pig's liver. In fact, the man lived 15 days with a pig's liver, not making a statement. Then that goat kidneys are artificial kidneys they gave the next day. And the plastic heart, plastic things, this and that. And they want to make you to live. That's the whole purpose behind it. What are they doing, the doctors? They think as long as they make you that you are alive, whether you are lying in the bed or just able to get up, makes no difference. As long as they make you alive, they think they are doing a great service to you. Even if you want to die, they will never allow you because they won't make any money if you die. But so they want to keep you in the hospital. And the hospital beds are just like the hotel beds. Suppose a hotel has got about 100 beds and there's 80% occupancy, they will survive, make little profit. 50% occupancy, they will make no profit. And 40% occupancy, they shut down. Same thing, hospitals also running in the same pattern. How many percentage they can keep the beds in full condition and all these x-rays, etc. can be occupied in, and they got exactly the planning, like a hotel. When the attendance goes down, the hospital goes down. So they have to keep the patient alive as long as possible so they can make more money for more bed. So do not give your life to the doctor. Take care of yourself. Now I'll just tell you two small stories. Where is Neela Devi here? Okay, I'll call you. Okay, Neela Devi. Before Neela Devi's story, I'll tell you. I was in Florida one day for a lecture. I was staying in a hotel, in a motel room. It was a very hot day. So my lecture was 8 o'clock. So I went to the motel pool and jumped into the pool. And it's filled with so much chlorine, you know. My eyes start burning. It's really irritating. So my eyes become very red and irritating. So I called the office. Do you have any resident doctor? Because I got an irritation in my eyes. It broke so much chlorine. I could not really. Then she gave some number to call. So I called, and the answer came, well, please come at such and such time. The appointment is 7 o'clock. Okay, 8 o'clock, I lecture. Okay, I've got enough time. 7 o'clock, if I go, I can get some kind of something to relieve this irritation, pain, and redness. So I took a taxi, and I went. I thought some kind of private office or something like that, but it was the hospital. And in the hospital reception room, it is about 7 o'clock, 100 patients are there, they're all waiting. And the nurse came, I called him, I got an appointment at 7 o'clock. Sit down, please, sit down. And she gave a bunch of forms to fill up. I looked, my God. And then she asked, do you have Blue Cross? So I got no Blue Cross or Red Cross. I can give the cash, whatever the treatment you give. But you need Blue Cross. You need insurance. And then I looked the form. About 20, 30 pages. It takes about half an hour, 45 minutes to read. And with the red eye, I had to read that form. I came to get cured, and then this is going to get worse now. And that would take a long time to read. And then she insisted I must have the, do anything, any treatment, you must have the insurance. Because insurance, they can collect more money. You see, they can do anything out of it. So I didn't have any Blue Cross. Anyhow, when I looked at the form and all the things, and then I had to wait about 100 people are there. I am only one of the 100. And they all had to finish. And I will get a chance to see the great, great doctor. And he's going to give me some kind of super. I look at my God, what is happening? So I turned the thing, I threw it away and came up and put some cold ice and cold water and then washed myself and went to the lecture hall. Just this and a fact. Do you understand? If I am having real problem with my eyes, they won't care a bit unless you follow the rules. Yesterday there was in the paper, a cancer patient came with a terrible pain and he's 14 hours, he was still in the there was no doctor to treat him for 14 hours. Because one doctor available, he's in the surgery. Another doctor available, he is attending something else. And so this emergency patient, 14 hours lying in the waiting room to get attention. And the patient died afterwards. It was just a day yesterday, it was in the paper. Neela Devi's husband, we pray he's still alive. And Neela Devi, come and tell the story, then you'll understand that. No, nobody, not all, except. And they're very happy, the medical doctors here. There are some good doctors also there. That's what she will tell about that. Well, she used to, Meera Devi for a long time known her husband, and they used to live in the Watergate, in the same Watergate apartment. So I used to go in their apartments long before the Watergate ever came to know. And the previous Attorney General, Mr. used to be staying next to her apartment. So in the Washington, those days, before the Watergate was not known, she was staying in the Watergate, and later on, after the Watergate scandal came, they just moved to Florida. Okay, this happened during the Watergate, so when you're staying in the Watergate, is it not? Okay. And the death rate dropped, that's true. This is the insurance company, you know. The California, the doctor's strike, the death rate went into the hospitals, and insurance company saved lots of money.